Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Monday, the 29th of January 2024. Today's topic is Winning in the Battles of Life. Our text today is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 32 verses 1 through 8. After these things, and the establishment thereof, Sennacherib king of Assyria came, and entered into Judah, and encamped against the fenced cities, and fought to win them for himself. Verse 2. And when Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib was come, and that he was purposed to fight against Jerusalem, he took counsel with his princes and his mighty men to stop the waters of the fountains which were without the city. And they did help him. So there was gathered much people together, who stopped all the fountains, and the brook that ran through the midst of the land, saying, Why should the kings of Assyria come, and find much water? Verse 5. Also he strengthened himself, and built up all the wall that was broken, and raised it up to the towers, and another wall without, and repaired Millo in the city of David, and made darts and shields in abundance. And he set captains of war over the people, and gathered them together to him in the street of the gate of the city, and spake comfortably to them, saying, Be strong and courageous, be not afraid or dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him, for there be more with us than with him. Verse 8. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us, and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah king of Judah. Key verse 2 Chronicles chapter 32 verse 7. Be strong and courageous, be not afraid or dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him, for there be more with us than with him. The world is full of battles, and if you want to survive and win in the battles of life, you have to be courageous and have strong faith in God. In our Bible passage, the king of Assyria entered Judah and determined to fight the people. When Hezekiah heard of it, he had strong faith and belief that God was on his side. He encouraged the people by telling them that God was with them, and he would fight for them. At the end of the battle, the king of Assyria went back home with shame, as God sent just one angel to destroy his army. Every child of God has the power to win in the battles of life. What you need are faith and courage to face the battle. Do not be afraid of the enemy, as God will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Also encourage other children who are facing similar challenges never to give up, as their miracle is on the way. In addition, you must put on the whole armor of God, which consists salvation, righteousness, gospel of peace, truth, shield of faith, and sword of the Spirit. Prayer for today. Lord, please fight for me in all the battles of life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Exodus chapter 14 verses 13 through 18. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.